Hi, this is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we have a special guest. We're talking with Dawn Breeze about the great work of Place Corps.
Right. Well, Dawn Breeze, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
We're thrilled to have you. And tell us, what is Place Corps? And it's Place Corps, not the Peace Corps.
Right.
What is Place Corps?
Make that specific. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. Place Corps is a gap year program for 18 to 21 year olds. And a gap year program is essentially an opportunity for young people in between high school and college, or perhaps even between college years, to take some time for themselves to think about what it is that they might really be interested in, to discover new ideas and skill sets, to get out into community and to do volunteer service. So that's what Place Corps is. It offers this type of programming.
You know, a lot of kids go out and travel during the so-called gap year. And I think this is a brilliant idea. I'll tell you why. Longtime listeners know that in my day job, I'm an attorney, and I went to law school later in life after a career in the criminal justice system. And a lot of the young people I was in law school with went right from kindergarten to junior high school to college to law school and had no practical experience. How'd you come up with the idea of Place Corps?
Well, the idea actually was born with my other two founding partners, my colleagues, Matt Stinchcomb and Martin Ping. Matt Stinchcomb at that time was working at his organization that he started called Good Work Institute. He was the former VP of at Etsy.org.
Etsy, the sales place?
The company? Yeah.
One of our sponsors sells their goods on Etsy.
Cool. Yeah. And Martin Ping is the executive director of Hawthorne Valley Association. So the two of them actually started with the idea of what is the future need? What do the youth need for the workforce? And how is the trajectory currently straight from high school to college really meeting that need? And so they actually held that question together and invited me into that question to really develop this program. And we thought of Place Corps as an intervention to that sort of trajectory where, just like you said, Jonah, a lot of young people don't really know what they want to do, and they get into college and they sort of 2 years in maybe discover this isn't right for them, and then they're in debt, and they haven't had the chance yet to see what it is they might want. So we thought of Place Corps as this intervention to that pipeline, but also really wanting to connect the youth in their communities to their places. So wanting to be able to do that through acts of service and also helping them to establish a sense of belonging into their places. So that was the idea that was starting there. And it came out of, I will say that, Martin Ping teaches a 12th grade economics class at the Hawthorne Valley High School. And the fellowship program that Matthew Stinchcomb was working on was the Good Work Institute. So it was sort of this marriage of work that they had been doing and thinking about together. And I had been working with Matt also at the Good Work Institute and doing some of my own work similarly aligned.
So how do you get the young people to do this? So Kathy, you had a question?
No, I just was going to comment. I just think this is a wonderful idea because I've got, kids that have graduated college and thank God they were all able to do it in 4 years, because that is not something that is done. I mean, the average I've heard now for kids to go to college is 6 to 7 years, because like
you
said,
right?
Yes, because for the first 2 years of college, they really don't know what they're interested in, what they want to do, and yet they're building 2 years of college debt while they're trying to figure out what the heck they want to do. And I have my kids now that are in their 40s actually spending time again with friends that they went to high school with, and they all said the same thing. They all went to college thinking they were going to do one thing and coming out doing something totally, totally different. Nothing that they expected that they were going to do when they entered college. So this is perfect, because they had no idea really what they wanted to do.
So Dawn Breeze, let's assume that some young person is listening to Radio Rotary this morning, or parents or grandparents are listening, and that young person really doesn't have any idea what they want to do other than, I want to go to college. Let's talk from beginning to end. First of all, do you have a website? How do they apply for it? And when they do apply for it, what is it that you do together?
Yeah, great. So we have a website. It's www.placecorps.org.
It's spelled PlaceCorps.
Yep. So Corps is spelled CORPS.
Right.
And a lot of people mispronounce it by saying corpse, but it's core. Right. A silent S there. So you just go right to our fellowship page there, and there is an application link, and the application is on our website. It's a very simple question and answer application. And once the application has been received, we schedule an interview between our program manager and a interested participant. And then based on that, there's a review process and a determination is made. Another thing that's really amazing about our program is that we work with an equitable cost model. So we ensure that 100% of accepted fellows, we call them fellows, which I'll explain a little more about too. But 100% of our accepted fellows are able to attend our program without financial barrier.
Oh, so goodness. We
ensure that even if every one of our accepted fellows needs 100% tuition scholarship, we are able to offer that. So that's a really exciting component of our program too.
That's a miracle. As far as I'm concerned, it really is. When does the application have to be in by?
We are now accepting early applicants. That has to be in by the end of this month. Then after that, that's an early decision. Then after that, our traditional acceptance is, I think it closes April 15th.
Okay.
So right now we have a small handful of interested applicants who are securing their spot for the fall, but we really encourage as many people to apply as possible.
And they're making that application on your website, which again is?
www.placecorps.org, spelled PlaceCorps.org.
And folks, get a pencil and paper because we'll have our great guest, Dawn Breeze, repeat that in the next portion of the program. So somebody's accepted. I presume there's some sort of get together, hello, how are you meeting, and then what happens?
You mean once they are in our program?
Right, yeah. What is it they do?
So our program is we run for 9 months. We meet 4 days a week. We are based in Kingston, New York. So there's a lot to say here, Jonah. So
you know what?
How much time do I have?
let's make that a teaser for our next segment. We're going to find out all about everything that Dawn Breeze has to say about PlaceCorps right after Kathy Kruger tells us who sponsors Radio Rotary this week.
Well, we are lucky enough to be sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more Radio Rotary and our terrific guest, Dawn Breeze, right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the Village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treibwasser, and with me is my co-host, Kathy Kruger, and she is going to introduce our guest. Kathy, take it away.
Yeah, we have a lovely guest. Her name is Dawn Breeze, and she's talking to us about a wonderful program that every young high school student needs to know about, or even an 18, 19, 20-year-old, called Place Corps. And it's just a wonderful gap program. And I'll let Dawn explain a little bit more about that, because I think more kids, more young adults need to know about this program.
Dawn, for those who may have tuned in late, just give us a little bit of a recap. What is Place Corps, and what is it that you do?
Great, thank you. Place Corps is a gap year program for 18 to 21-year-olds who are looking to better understand what it is that they want to do in the world. And it's based here in Kingston, New York. We service, like I said, 18 to 21-year-olds post-high school or in between college, or maybe actually in between, you know, trying to figure out vocational work, what it is that they want to do. And we spend 9 months together working towards that goal. So we develop practical, professional, and personal life skills. We do that in community-based learning in Kingston, and it's all hands-on experiential learning.
You know, you said something very important. You said vocational work as well. Rotary has a very deep commitment to vocational education. And in today's world, you know, if a young person just doesn't feel they're cut out for college and wants to go into the vocations, they can make an awfully good living. Truck drivers are starting at some of the big firms for $80,000 a year. Anyone who's hired a plumber lately, or an electrician, or taking their car in for service knows that the mechanics, plumbers, and licensed electricians are making a good living. So keep in mind, vocational education is an important aspect of life. So we have people going on your website, which is what, Dawn?
It's www.placecorps.org. Core is spelled C-O-R-P-S.
And don't forget, folks, get a pencil and paper. Dawn will repeat that later in the show. And they fill out the application, which is found on that website, right?
They fill out the application. They have a short interview that we actually call a conversation. Then after that, a determination is made, and we hope to accept as many, you know, as many young people as we possibly can into our program.
What is your enrollment usually?
Well, it's small. We max out at actually 12 students per year.
Okay.
And that is because we really offer a lot of individualized learning and opportunities for those young people.
And before we get into the actual program, just remind folks that there is no cost to the student, correct?
Well, it actually depends. We have an equitable cost model. So what means is that we provide 100% need-based scholarship. So that entails that if you get accepted to our program and you might need 100% scholarship, we have the capacity to do that. So there's no financial burden. So
That's a good way of putting it. So they're in, you've had their conversation. Now what happens?
Now what happens is we have a 9-month program. It's divided into three sections based on our mission. Our mission is to cultivate a calling to know, love, and serve our places. So our very first trimester is based around knowing. So getting to know ourselves, getting to know our interests, getting to know our communities, getting to know new ideas. It's a lot of exciting, adventurous, experiential learning that happens in our first trimester. We meet 4 days a week in person in Kingston, New York. And, you know, in that first, just to give a sense of some of the things that they might be doing in that first trimester, the very first few weeks we spend actually together on a farm. And part of that is to to be like almost disoriented from what might be our normal way of being and experience what it's like to be living and working in a farm community and out in a very rural environment in a different cultural setting. Then we come back into Kingston and we start to partner with our community partners. And, you know, one of the skills, and you mentioned vocational, one of the skills that we upskill all of our fellows in is design build. You know, we don't expect everyone to grow up to be carpenters, but we do expect everyone to have a need at some point for a drill, an electric, you know, saw, some of these things that are just part of living. So our fellows learn design build in partnership with the Hudson River Maritime Museum. We partner with them so that our fellows learn these skills in their wood building, boat building workshop. And our fellows are actually building a boat this year together.
Wow.
And one of, I know it's very exciting.
I love that. Yeah.
And it's the other part of this is that it's also an introduction to the river, the history of the river, ecology. What was the, you know, the history of entrepreneurial work that was happening down there. But also with the boat, they're learning to sail, they're learning to row, they're out on the river, they're developing those skills. And they're also developing collaboration, project management, financial literacy. All of these things can happen together while they build a boat.
Do you work with the Carey Institute at all? I didn't know.
Oh, you know what? We actually are not partnered with the Carey Institute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like an awful lot of fun. Do you take senior citizen radio personalities?
You know what? It's my dream to have a senior police corps running alongside the youth police corps. To be honest, it really is.
Put me at the top of your list. Okay.
Do you have the traditional math science classes?
Traditional.
Okay.
But we do.
Nothing's traditional.
For example, but that's because we believe in interdisciplinary learning and we look at how these things come together. So, for example, in financial literacy, which we also teach, our fellows, I want to back up to something pretty important. All of our fellows receive an unrestricted learning grant as part of our program, and that money is part of their financial literacy. So we teach with that. We teach with them receiving a monthly stipend that becomes budgetary and actually is able to be spent by them how they want to. And it becomes part of a conversation around values. It becomes financial literacy.
This is an amazing program. You're giving them life skills to make them a whole person.
Person, right.
That's the idea.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely fabulous. Now, how many students have gone through the program? Tell us about some of your success stories.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so we started our program. Our first fellowship ran in, and I'm using those words interchangeably,
right,
fellowship and gap year. So our first fellowship ran in 2019. Mm-hmm. It was a fully residential year. As you can imagine, we hit the pandemic, but we actually soared through that period together, because by the point that we were in the year, our fellows had really developed a strong bond and were actually well equipped to stay with that, stay in the program. So that was our first year. We are now in our third fellowship year because we took a pause on running in-person programming through the pandemic. But here we are in our third year. So right off the bat, one of our fellows from our very first program is now working as a fellowship assistant. They are supporting this cohort this year. They're also working as one of our chef assistants. Other fellows are at Harvard Law, right? Actually, not Harvard Law, that's Yale Law. So one of them is doing environmental law policy.
Wow.
At Yale. One of them is in Harvard for their master's in social work. One of them is working in social justice and environmental justice, activating other fellowships and groups to do this work. Two of them are working as chefs locally. In our last year's cohort, one of them is in the Carpenters Union and is working in carpentry work. One of them is working in a local farm. Couple of the girls are enrolled in college right now. So I would say all of them are successful.
They're very successful.
That's a tremendous track record. And we're going to find out more about the great work of the Police Corps from our terrific guest, Dawn Breeze, right after these messages. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you, thirdeyeassociates.com, or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Trebe on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/ARTBYTREB. That's Art by Trebe on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Trebe-Wasser. With me is my co-host and our producer, Kathy Kruger. And as you know, the job of the producer is to book great guests, and she's outdone herself this time. Kathy, reintroduce our guest speaker.
Well, Jonah, I didn't do this by myself. Your cohort in crime at work helped me get this wonderful
shout out
guest.
To Becca Kent.
Yes, shout out to Becca Kent. Thank you, Becca, for getting us this wonderful guest. We are happy to have Dawn Breeze with us, and she's been telling us about a wonderful program, school, Place Corps. And we're going to let Dawn take it away and tell us, kind of review a little bit about Place Corps, but emphasize the fact that registration has to be in, like, now.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Yeah, I'm delighted to be here. Place Corps is a gap year program. We serve 18 to 21 year olds who are, you know, asking themselves, what is it that I really want to do? And maybe I don't know that answer yet. So college isn't the right choice for me today, maybe tomorrow, maybe never. And Place Corps really works to support young people in practical, personal, and professional life skill development through hands-on learning experiences and a lot of discovery. And, you know, I was just mentioning how the way that we sort of measure success is actually, how are we helping these young people find their place? So, you know, we've said to them, you know, it's called Place Corps, but it's also an opportunity to discover your place in the world and how that fits in. And, you know, our mission is to cultivate a calling to know, love, and serve. And we like to really expand, what does it mean to serve? You know, so we do community service in traditional ways, but we also like to think of when we are aligned with our own personal purpose, when we are aligned with our, you know, our community, our creativity, our connections, then our work is in service of place too. So we really help young people to be empowered towards what it is that they feel most good doing oftentimes. And, you know, I was talking a little bit about some of our fellows, where are they now? And, you know, some of our fellows are in Ivy League colleges and post-grad programs, and some of our fellows are in the trades, and some of our fellows are just starting at community college. And for us, all of that feels really successful because it's in line with what they wanted to do next. And they felt empowered to make those decisions. They've been upskilled with adult life skills that we've helped provide. We've opened them up to new ideas and new possibilities. And, you know, so those different choices, all of those are successful.
And I think they're happy where they're at too in their life right now. And they have a goal and a purpose, I think, is because how many 20-year-olds don't right now at this time in their life, you know? So hats off to you for that.
So you've got a group of 12 and you're taking them through these various, exposing them to the various parts of life that they need to know as young adults. You were talking about the carpentry shop where you're building a boat. That's terrific. What are some of the other interesting and unusual things you do with the Place Corps 12?
Well, we get them involved in civically engaged activities. So one of the projects that we did this year was with a local artist, and also they are, what do we call this here? Landscape designers. Right. And they were looking at this question of, you know, how do people have access to menstrual products, actually? And how come this is exclusively sort of gendered and oftentimes something that isn't visible? And so the youth and this artist created a community project to make menstrual products available publicly and safely and freely throughout the city of Kingston. Mm-hmm. So they devised this project. It's called the Moon Trail. They built these kiosks, essentially like period pantries, and partnered with community businesses and organizations to decide where they might be. And then it's moving into creating a map. So that's an example of something kind of out of the box, really addressing a need, being collaborative with the city and the youth. And that's an example of something pretty cool.
Well, wow. You're directing or exposing these young people to community service projects is very close to the heart of Rotarians, because our motto is service above self.
Yes.
So Dawn Breeze, what got you interested in this kind of work?
You know, I think for myself as a young person, I think I had that idea that I had to go somewhere else outside of where I was born to sort of feel like I could find my way or find belonging. I was not a traditional student myself. I love learning, but I really love like mixing things up, and I wanted to find meaning in the work that I do. So all of these things personally have informed this work. And, you know, again, I think there's something that's really inherent about starting to understand yourself and feel valuable and connecting that back to your place and finding your place.
I like that. You keep saying the word place, which is perfect.
Right.
Yeah, because it's place.
And now would be a good time, Dawn Breeze, give us that website again. And folks, get a pencil and paper. Dawn will repeat it before the end of the program. So the website, if they want to steer a young person toward you.
It's www.placecorps.org. You spell core, C-O-R-P-S. And we are accepting applicants now into our 2024 fellowship, which runs from the end of August through May of next year. You need to be 18 to 21. And really the only requirement is that you have interest in participating in your learning actively, you know, that you want to try new things, that you have an open mind and open heart. And, you know, that we really want to bring as many young people into the program as possible.
And Dawn, the students that are, or fellows, I should say, that are attending your program, they need to live fairly close to Kingston too, correct?
That's correct, because our program is non-residential currently. Mm-hmm. So we need to be able to have our fellows attend programming in Kingston, New York, 4 days a week. We do offer free transportation to fellows in Kingston. And we also provide, you know, any transportation to our field trips or excursions. That is all provided.
Oh, that's wonderful.
If somebody from Dutchess, Green, any of the other counties that our Radio Rotary Signal covers wants to come and they can borrow mom or dad's car, they can come to the program, right?
Absolutely.
Now, do you use volunteers to come and chat with the students about their own vocational or professional lives?
We sure do. So we have many different opportunities for the community to be involved in Place Corps, whether it's offering workshops or joining us for what we call Table Talk, which is we have lunch together every day. So on Mondays, community members come in and join us for lunch and sort of share their life story and their trajectory as to how they ended up in the work that they were doing. We also do something called Service Study, which is essentially an extended internship towards the end of our program. Our fellows are able to select from our catalog of partners.
That's wonderful.
Dawn, before before we run out of time, do give us the website again. And folks at home, make sure the young people you know and love know about PlaceCore. What is the website doing?
It's www.placecore, spelled PlaceCorps.org.
Dawn Breeze, thank you for everything you're doing to make the lives of young people better. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, our thank pleasure. You, Dawn.
And Kathy, who makes our lives better by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
We are lucky to be sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treibwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.